This shouldn't be a thing.
And as always, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Calvin found this one from AJ Dellinger with the byline from gizmodo.com. Headline reads, guy scores 120 free flights by posing as flight attendant before getting busted. Yeah.
We don't talk about heroes enough on this show.
35-year-old Tyron Alexander posed as a flight attendant and racked up more than 100 free flights over 6 years. He's now been convicted of wire fraud and entering into a secure area of an airport under false pretenses. Tyron Alexander managed to secure flights that were supposed to be only available to pilots and flight attendants. The Department of Justice says he was able to book these flights by falsifying employment information and giving out badge numbers that allowed him to bypass security. His primary victim was a single airline. He allegedly booked 34 different flights using fake ID numbers and stuff like that. He submitted documentation that he worked for 7 different airlines.
Yeah.
And provided more than 30 different badge numbers over the course of years. He was also able to duplicate the process that let him fly for free as a faux employee across 3 more airlines.
Mm-hmm.
So it started off with just one, and it's like, well, this is going good. I may as well spread this out.
I mean, there's a reason why we picked Catch Me If You Can edition, because exactly. It sounds like that kid from the movie. And look, I do not endorse wire fraud. I do not endorse
fraud.
I do not endorse fraud at all. I really just wanted it to be like he showed up in a uniform, and they were like, yeah, sure, he's a substitute, or he's a new hire, or something
right,
like that.
Right.
And I'm like, man, if you can get a free flight in this world, go for it. But now you're like, oh, there's wire fraud. Okay, yeah.
And he probably, you know, he might have ended up taking someone's spot on a flight. We don't know. NBC News reported that Alexander did at one time work for an airline headquartered in Dallas. That includes Southwest and American and Ameristar Jet Charter and Flexjet on the charter side. He started working there in 2015. At no point was he ever a flight attendant or a pilot or any of those things. While he has been convicted, Mr. Alexander is still waiting to see what his penalty will be. He will be sentenced on August 25th. Nothing in here explains how he got busted. Although this does not exactly speak highly of security protocols.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And not in my head, because I've watched a lot of movies, I just want to imagine there's one lone agent and one lone agency who's like, we got to get this guy, and becomes his whole thing. And then, you know what I mean? Like, Catch Me If You Can, too.
But he did this over almost a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you would think at some point, this never blipped on anybody's radar.
That's what leads me to go, like, is it, like, something so heinous? It's not. It really isn't. And that's why I hope, like,
in the grand scheme of a criminal behavior, okay,
people are getting away with a lot worse.
Well, that's very
true. Or being pardoned for a lot worse. But that's for another day. I'm going to be very interested to see what the sentencing is. Will it just be some community service? Will it be
a slap on the wrist?
Or a judge in some state going, I'm throwing the book at him.
He has to work as a ground crew with no earphones.
Yes, he has to be a flight attendant as a volunteer. More peanuts.
You're the cart guy.
Yeah, exactly.
You're the cart guy. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.